Congressman Jim McGovern, Massachusetts 2nd District. He's been in office since 1997, and I guess I want to ask you about what you think is really going on with Kushner, Trump, and the Russians.
Well, there's a lot of smoke there, and where there's smoke, there's usually fire, and I think it's important for Congress to do its investigations and to get to the bottom of this. There's no doubt at all that the Russians interfered in our election. The question remains to what extent and to and whether there was involvement directly by the Trump campaign or by his son-in-law. I mean, these recent revelations about Jared Kushner meeting with the Russian ambassador and trying to set up a separate line of communication using Russian communication equipment is bizarre. I think that there's something there, but we need to get these investigations moving forward, and we need to get to the truth.
Jim McGovern, I want you to give our audience a sense of what people are thinking in the Congress, not only Democrats, as you just have talked about what you're seeing, and it was a pretty moderate view, by the way, but then what the Republicans are thinking. They've got to be scared to death.
Yeah, well, I think the Republicans are unnerved by all of this, I think they hope that these investigations will go away, because with each passing day, it appears that the involvement between the Trump people and Russia, you know, is deeper and deeper and deeper. And, you know, the Republicans are in a tough position because on one hand, I think they are nervous, but on the other hand, Trump is still popular amongst their base. And I think they fear a primary opponent, in the next election, and that Trump would come out and campaign for that primary opponent, and that would be the end of them. But I think the situation has become so serious where, you know, I think Democrats and Republicans need to view this not about political party or about who's going to gain in the next election. We need to view this as what it is. This is a threat to our country, what Russia tried to do. And to the extent whether they knowingly or unknowingly were collaborating with the Russians, to try to undermine our election system, to go after Hillary Clinton or to make people question the integrity of our elections, those people need to be held to account. This is unforgivable. And I think that, again, the case is being built, and people need to put country ahead of party. And I hope that that's what will ultimately happen. But I know my colleagues on the Republican side are very, very nervous. But too few of them are speaking out.
Jack Kennedy wrote a book called Profiles in Courage. Maybe Ted Sorensen wrote it, but Jack Kennedy got credit for it. It makes a profound point that there comes a point at which your political, and you just referenced it, your political office, which means so much to so many politicians, is less important than doing what's right. Can you tell us, you don't even have to name names, whether you think there are Republican congressmen who are cognizant of that?
Yeah, I do. And there's been a few that have spoken out in the House, people like Walter Jones of North Carolina, and Justin Amash, has also, raised his voice about, how troubled he is by all of this. John McCain and Lindsey Graham have been raising their voices in the Senate. What is noticeably absent is the Republican leadership. I mean, Paul Ryan, has basically tried to explain away or justify all these, links between Trump and Russia, and Mitch McConnell has been virtually, radio silence. I mean, we've heard nothing. And yet this is such a big deal. And I always tell people, who say to me, oh, you're making much ado about nothing. You go online and read the unclassified report that was given to Congress from the intelligence committees. I mean, that's the unclassified version, and that's old news by now. But it details, the incredible extent to which Russia tried to interfere in our election. And in fact, they did. And I've been through many classified briefings since then. And I will tell you, the evidence just gets, bigger and bigger and bigger. And, I'm shocked that more people in Congress aren't shocked, or at least they're not publicly saying they're shocked. This is, Democrats I think were the victims of Russian interference in this last election, but it may be Republicans in the next election. Who knows? But we have to identify what happened. We have to stop it. And those who were involved, they need to be held to account. And that includes the president, by the way. And so, you know, we'll see what the special counsel comes up with, and we'll see where all these investigations go. But it's hard for me to believe that the president's son-in-law, you know, is, you know, reaching out to the Russian ambassador, trying to establish this secret line of communications with Russian, you know, with Russian intelligence without the president-elect knowing about it. But, you know, we'll see. We'll let the investigations move forward.
Do you have faith in former FBI Director Mueller?
I think Mueller is a straight shooter. He is viewed by Democrats and Republicans as a man of integrity, and I trust that if you know he's not getting cooperation or if he's not getting the necessary resources to do his investigation, that he'll come to Congress and he'll express his concern. And if that happens, then Congress will have to act accordingly. But you know, we need to have our institutions work. And, you know, I'm also one who has called for an independent investigation, kind of modeled after the 9/11 commission, to do a separate investigation as well. But we need to make sure that the committees in the Senate and the House actually work, you know, because that goes to the integrity of our system as well. And, you know, and that means that wherever the investigation leads, it leads. And is it done in a way that people have confidence that it's not political, that this is about getting to the truth. And, you know, and I hope that that's the case.
Well, in the case of the House, Jim McGovern, they failed, obviously, the Republican majority in the investigation, and it became a bit of a farce. So has that changed?
Yeah.
Has that changed?
Well, I mean, Devin Nunes, who was the chair, was forced to step aside, and Mike Conaway, a Republican from Texas, who is also the chairman of the Agriculture Committee, and I serve on the Agriculture Committee, is the chairman. You know, I don't agree with Mike Conaway on anything, but, you know, I think he understands that this is serious. And I think he understands that this is about more than just covering House Republicans. This is about protecting the integrity of the institution of the House of Representatives. So I'll be very disappointed if he follows the road of Devin Nunes, but we'll have to see. I mean, look, the proof is in the pudding. You know, either these people do what they're supposed to do or they don't. And if they don't, we'll know about it because, you know, the Democrats and concerned Republicans on the intelligence committees will raise their voices.
It's great to talk to Jim McGovern, Congressman from the 2nd District of Massachusetts. Jim, when we come back the next time, let's talk health care, okay?
All right. Nice to be with you.